Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above. It's been a volatile past couple weeks, not only in the crypto market, but on the world stage as a whole. Things are really heating up and there's a lot of confusion in the markets right now. So in today's video, I'm going to provide clarity of where we're at in this market cycle so you can be prepared for what's coming next. And I'll be covering everything you need to know in regards to the timing of this next phase of the bull run in today's video. Also, I wanted to let you know I have something special going on over on my website. From now until the end of the month, I'm currently running a flash sale for my courses. So for the next couple days, this flash sale is now live at watersabove.com/2024. And you can use the promo code DECODE20 at checkout. If you're interested in picking up one of my full-length courses covering everything from crypto investing and learning how to read the charts, going from a complete beginner to being able to confidently make moves in this market on your own with my crypto mastermind course, which also includes my entire exit strategy blueprint for free within that course. And then for those that are interested in learning more about the topics covered in my live streams, working on building skills, mastering your focus, and staying disciplined to unlock your highest potential, and even covering health and wellness, it's thoroughly covered in my Holistic Expansion Mastermind course. And then for those that are interested in decoding, my newest project, the Decoding Mastermind, is designed for all levels who want to learn the deeper meaning behind the code that runs this matrix and finally become a self-reliant decoder with this step-by-step user-friendly Decoding Mastermind course, which also includes my newest crypto decoding blueprint for free within that course as well, making this Decoding Mastermind and my Crypto Mastermind courses my most valuable projects since they both include bonus material with those blueprints added. And since I receive so many requests about packaging together multiple courses, for those looking to bundle together any two courses or more while taking advantage of this flash sale, then those are the two that I'd suggest to get the best value at the most affordable price from now until the end of this month. You can use the promo code DECODE20 multiple times, which allows you to easily package together multiple courses. And you could also find the discount information in the description of this video and in the pinned comment below. And I'm really appreciative and grateful for all of your continued support. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So I want to kick off today's video with a recap of the Bitcoin Mercury retrograde analysis, which I covered in previous videos, how Bitcoin tends to start and finish the Mercury retrograde phase effectively flat in a majority of iterations. And all of these red boxes that you see here in this particular chart, those are the timeframes where Mercury is stationed retrograde. Now, checking in on the most recent example, which just concluded a couple days ago, we had Mercury stationed retrograde on August 4th with an opening price of $60,800, whilst closing off the first day of Mercury retrograde at $58,200. And just recently, on the last day of Mercury retrograde on August 27th, as Mercury stationed direct into yesterday, we saw Bitcoin closing off the day at $59,500 with a low of $58,200, which is exactly where Bitcoin closed off the first day of Mercury retrograde. You can't get any more flat than that. That's as flat as Arkansas. So, jokes aside, now that it's been over 2 years of me covering every single Mercury retrograde here on this channel and sharing my analysis on how I see the upcoming Mercury retrograde phase going for the crypto market at least 1 month in advance minimum, it's clear that we have a very accurate system for this particular time period, which usually happens about 4 times per year. And what I've noticed is that in most cases during Mercury retrograde, Bitcoin is flat and it tends to have a more bearish energy, with a key exception. And that has to do with the last or the first Mercury retrograde phase of the year, which is when we've seen some incredibly bullish energy for Bitcoin, such as this phase over here, where you saw from the moment Mercury was stationed retrograde until the moment it went direct, we were just moving up in a straight line. We also saw this to be the case several times during 2021, like right here at the end of Mercury retrograde here into October 2021, which capped off that 2021 bull run. We have here the first Mercury retrograde of that year, and here was the last Mercury retrograde of that year, also moving up in a straight line. So this is really important stuff to keep in mind, because the next Mercury retrograde will also be the last Mercury retrograde of the year. So we have our key exception. I'm definitely looking forward to the next Mercury retrograde phase, which will be happening over here. It will be from around November 25th until December 15th. And a little before that, on November 15th, Saturn will no longer be retrograde. So I see this combination of elements I just mentioned being powerful for a notably bullish phase for the crypto market. So, like I said in the intro of today's video, I'm doing everything I can to provide you with the timing so you could have the awareness of how the next phase of this bull run is going to go, specifically for the crypto market. And because everything kicks off with Bitcoin, what we need to see is Bitcoin price discovery, which would be Bitcoin breaking above 72,000 and going into new all-time highs. This will be coupled by the Bitcoin dominance going up probably into 60% or higher. And then following that, usually about 3 weeks to 1 month later, we have the also popular alt season. So I'm going to be covering a lot more in today's video, but I just wanted to get you this information, this data ASAP, because we did conclude this recent Mercury retrograde phase. And now we have this lull between now until November. And since we're wrapping up the month of August very soon, let's quickly check in with the Bitcoin seasonality chart, which shows the month of August as the only flat month. As you can see, the data shows Bitcoin minus 0.2% down over the past 12 years. It didn't include last year's data, but still, when considering over a decade worth of data, it is the only flat month. And since Bitcoin opened up our month at 64,600, this is key to note because it would require a pretty hefty buyback over the next couple days into the monthly close for August on August 31st to be within reach of this data. And if we're looking at where we're trading at now, somewhere around 60,000, upwards of 64K, it would be about a 7% move over the next 2 to 3 trading days. And that's so far not looking to be the case. So although considering last year, we did actually have a red August. If I go to the monthly chart, you'll be able to see this for yourself. Right here, this month, it was August, and we were down 11%. And during 2023, that was the most, well, that was the month we were down the most. So this is very convincing that the pullback that we recently had, which had a correction coming down to the high 40K range, followed by this really solid bounce, and we're back into our monthly support around 60K. This is crucial information. So we definitely want to hold that monthly support. Ideally, we would like to see Bitcoin get bought back into a minimum of 61,000 over the next couple days. So keep that in mind. But just consider that we did have a very poor performing August last year. And that's also the case this year. And another thing to take note of is we also had a solar eclipse in October 2023 last year, which is what sent the crypto market into an incredibly bullish phase, as you can see, even before the Bitcoin ETF approvals were a thing. And we have another solar eclipse coming up in October this year as well, just a little over a month away. And that's not just any solar eclipse. It's one of the most important solar eclipses for the market. It's the solar eclipse that effectively ends our solar cycle and the last phase of the solar cycle before we move into the lunar cycle in March of next year. So this is what you get here on this channel. We have a very unique take on this market. We're utilizing astrology as well as numerology and gematria to get an edge on this market and actually understand why it's doing what it's doing. So if you're new here and you've never heard of this idea of solar or lunar phases, don't worry. First and foremost, I have hundreds of free videos on this channel that you could check out. Also, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, got that flash sale going on my website. And in my crypto decoding blueprint, which is my newest project, it's included in my decoding mastermind course or sold separately. That covers the solar and lunar cycle phases thoroughly, going through all of the chart history of Bitcoin and also discussing its influence on what we call alt season. So if you want to learn more about that, that is the course that I cover that all in. And it makes it as simple as possible for you guys. There's no crazy astro charts that you need to look through. You don't need to learn so much about this system. It is making it nice and simple for you. It's the most easy and dialed in and user-friendly way for me to show you why Bitcoin has its bull runs when it has its bull runs and why it has its bear markets when it has its bear markets. And as I've shared many times on this channel, the last solar eclipse of the solar cycle is actually our most bullish phase. Look at right here where you see fourth solar eclipse marked right there at the end of December. And that was the final stage of the bull run. We could also see when we go back to the cycle before that, we have the fourth solar eclipse of the solar cycle. That was the last phase of the bull run. We have going back to the cycle before that, we have the fourth solar eclipse of the solar cycle. We have the last stage of the bull run. Again, I'm not making this stuff up. It's just a more esoteric element that very few consider. But here on this channel, again, we're focusing on these things because this is really the most valuable gem that you could possibly have at your disposal. Knowing when the final stage of the bull run will be and knowing when the bear market will start. So we need to be aware of the fact that we have our lunar cycle starting in March of next year. And that's not to say that we'll be completely in a bear market starting in March or April or May of 2025. It's just to say that's when we would effectively expect a deeper mid-cycle correction, a lot worse than what we've seen recently. But again, the odds are our market will be up much higher by then. So I want you to consider, we had several black swan events last year during the lunar eclipses of our lunar cycle, which started right here in May of 2021. Specifically, the depegging of Terra Luna's stablecoin, UST, and the crash of Terra Luna. That was on a lunar eclipse during our last lunar cycle. And the following lunar eclipse, that was in November 2022, that was when FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried got ritualized and their native token FTT crashed. Also, that was the bottom of the bear market for Bitcoin on the lunar eclipse of the lunar cycle. After that, we moved into our first solar eclipse of the solar cycle, and you can see the relationship between that phase. We recover into our new bull run. This is probably one of the most valuable pieces of information you'll ever receive as an investor. No indicators needed, no fancy trading setups. We're just using the eclipses as pivot points for major market moves. Also, what started the bear market and the end of the last alt season in May 2021 was a lunar eclipse and the start of that lunar cycle. So remember, the start of our next lunar cycle, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it's March 13th, 2025, and that's one of the most important gems of market wisdom in my personal investment thesis. So all of this information is so crucial because we have the last solar eclipse of our solar cycle up in just a little over a month from now, as mentioned moments ago. And the 3 to 4 months after this solar cycle, after this solar eclipse that I'm mentioning, the one on October 2nd, historically for Bitcoin is a very bullish phase. And one pattern we actually just fulfilled a couple days ago was this sharp correction around 30 to 40 days before the last solar eclipse of our solar cycle. I'll quickly show you a couple examples. Going back to 2017, for instance, we have this correction over here, measuring from the last solar eclipse of our solar cycle to this dip, it was 36 days before. Also in 2013, we have from this last solar eclipse to this dip right here, around 32 days before. And we just recently had a very similar correction on August 27th, taking from the next solar eclipse down to this low, 36 days, very similar to 2017, that example. So one key note to keep in mind, typically within 3 weeks of this fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle, we start to have bullish momentum. So we did get that correction around 30 to 40 days before, coming in at that very quick, sharp pullback type style that we've seen in all of our prior cycles. Even actually in 2020, we had a similar correction. But with this one recently, we're actually mimicking more what was going on in the 2016-2017 market, a little bit more closely to that, of course, with a much higher market cap and a lot more altcoins and ETFs active, not only for Bitcoin, but also Ethereum. We have regulatory clarity with XRP now. You know, there's a lot of differences, of course. We're not disregarding that. We also have potential World War III on the world stage, which plays into this also. We have elections. You know, there's a lot going on, of course. Don't disregard that, right? But there's an esoteric element running this market. And if you paid attention to what was going on in 2016 with the Trump election, well, look at what that led to with the markets. So these things are more of just a distraction. And what I'm talking about being a distraction is the sell action. Anyways, we'll move on from that because we're not trying to get political here on this channel. But I just want you to keep in mind that within 3 weeks of the final solar eclipse of our solar cycle, we typically see bullish momentum. And if we were to map that out, that would be putting us somewhere around September 11th, coincidentally, which is just a couple weeks from today. And during my recent Red Pill podcast I just released on Patreon for our mastermind community over at patreon.com/watersabove, I shared another interesting data point that could help us to time things, to dial in our analysis even more. And this had to do with a pair of eclipses that are coming up. And I'm referring to the September and October lunar eclipses. And this is something I'm just going to call a pair of eclipses moving forward. And what I've realized, one thing that I noticed is that these are happening during the same stage of the first bull run, the second bull run, and the third crypto bull run. And it's all tied to our final solar eclipse of our solar cycle. It's placed in the exact phase of the final sideways and boring market energy that we're experiencing right now. Before Bitcoin wakes up and starts to take off and finally break into price discovery, which is what we're anticipating now. So that pair of eclipses could very well be the trigger for this next phase in the crypto market. Remember what I told you earlier about the last Mercury retrograde of the year, the end of Saturn retrograde on November 15th, and now I'm giving you even more data to work with. And it's all sort of aligning with this October, November, December timeframe. And that would not be strange from an exoteric perspective, because again, we could just check in with Bitcoin seasonality and we could see the performance for October, November, December, specifically November. So in my combination of all these elements, I truly feel November should be an absolutely face-melting timeframe for Bitcoin, and we should hit the 100K target before the end of 2024, at least as we transition into the very end of the year, because December has a black moon. And that's very important astrologically. I actually cover that in depth in my recent podcast. So go check that out if you're a Patreon supporter. And if you want more information, it's at patreon.com/watersabove. But getting back to this, you're getting all this information anyways here in this video. Again, I want to provide you with the most value possible. I'm not trying to gatekeep the information. It's just for what we're aware of here, it requires lots of time to break down all of these little nuances. I'm trying my best to pack it all here into a single video as quick as I could possibly make it to give you the most value. So essentially, after we get through this pair of eclipses of September and October, which is the October full moon on October 17th. That's when we should really start to see the vibe change around here in this crypto market. It's when we can very well see the bullish energy kick off. And I believe it's potential that we even see it happen right after the solar eclipse, which is what happened in our last solar cycle that broke into price discovery at the end of 2020. Let me just quickly check in with that again, really quickly for you. You see right here, this is the eclipse that I'm referencing. You notice how immediately after that eclipse, we entered this bullish phase. And if we go from that eclipse to where Bitcoin topped out around 120 days later, it was a 240% move. I mean, crazy. If we were to see even half of that move today from where we are 120 days later from the October solar eclipse, that'd be putting us somewhere around, I'll say only 100% move would be 120K by the very end of January into February. If we did a full half move of 120%, half of 240%, that'd be 130K Bitcoin. So that actually makes a lot of sense. And in my crypto decoding blueprint that I mentioned a little bit ago, I actually go through a theory of mine that's a two-cycle peak theory. I very much see that to be the case for the finality of this 2025 bull run. So again, that's a very unique take on how this market could go. But I do see the potential for initial cycle peak before the March lunar eclipse and also again later in 2025. So everything that I've said so far, it's not me saying that the bull run is going to be absolutely over by March of 2025. But it's that I would definitely consider de-risking and taking some profits, especially if we're very bullish, before March of 2025. But that doesn't mean I think it's fully over. We can absolutely have a mid-cycle correction, recover, and then finish off the cycle sometime in September or even into Q4 of 2025. I'm not making a prediction on that. Again, I cover that very thoroughly with so many charts and so much data to back it up inside of my crypto decoding blueprint. So to save time in today's video, just wanted to share that little nuance with you because some people might have been thinking, is Water saying that the bull run's completely over by March 2025? And the answer is not necessarily. There's more to this than just taking it at face value regarding the start of our lunar phase. So we do have this energy that could be very powerful immediately after the last solar eclipse of our solar cycle. We have that last solar eclipse coming up in October. Just keep this stuff in mind. Now, another thing to remember is that if we look at when this final solar eclipse of the year is, which is the October 17th eclipse, I'm going to be showing you on the weeks of the year chart, and it's giving me the 42nd week of the year. And that's really important for our code because we're in the year of 2024. This is the key number from the year of the dragon decoded that I did, which is the current year we're in. We're in the year of 2024. We're also currently in the Hebrew year of 5784. I bring this up often in my videos. 24, we have the mirror of 24 being our other key number of the year, the mirror being 42. And we have that last eclipse of the year during the 42nd week of the year. So I think that's very powerful. This is something I brought up all the way back in February. So plenty of time in advance, if you've been a Patreon supporter, you already knew about this. And speaking of the number 42 and 24, look at what happened a couple days ago on the 27th of August. We just had a crazy crypto liquidation immediately after the stock market closed that day, and it was the 240th day of the year. You remove the zero in the rules of numerology, and you have our key number 24. Just perfect. How if you have this awareness, you can see these sort of things coming. You know they're going to be energetic days when it's tied to the code. Then we have Rosh Hashanah this year, which is on the 3rd of October, literally right on the solar eclipse. And when you consider this Rosh Hashanah day and this number 24 that we're talking about and the fact that we're going to be having the last day of the Hebrew year, 5784, which reduces to 24, on the day that leaves 89 days in the year, which is the 24th prime number. I'm literally saying that at the 24th minute of this video. It's so incredibly synchronized. But just keep this in mind, the synchronicity of this 24. And that's like the last day where we'll have all that energy as one, because then we'll be moving out of this Hebrew year. We'll only be in the Gregorian year. And then, yeah, we have a couple months until Chinese New Year. But just to keep this in mind, anyone who's been following along in this channel, you know that we're using the Hebrew calendar here, because the Hebrew calendar is incredibly important, especially if you're an investor and you're focused on markets. So we have from this August 27th date until October 3rd, and this is giving us 38 days apart, and esoterically, 38 is 3 eighths, 8, 8, 8 is 24. How many 24s do you need? So also, October is your eighth month, because the word octo, like octagon, has eight sides. This would actually be eight. That would make this 3-8 written internationally. 3-8. 3-8 is 24. This is perfectly synchronized by the code, perfectly for this exact year we're in. And it's making me feel they're going to end Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, with a bang this year, especially because who is the most important or famous or most talked about country on the world stage right now besides the US? Well, it's Israel. You put it together. Also, a date to keep in mind that's coming up very soon, actually, is tomorrow. We have the 30th of August, and the reason I'm bringing this up is actually tied to this sell action. It's tied to Joe Biden, because on November 20th, it will be Joe Biden's 82nd birthday, and August 30th is 82 days before that, so that's tomorrow, and it's a date that has an 82 double-digit date numerology, so that's nicely synced as well. And I'm not calling for anything extreme here. This isn't a prediction. It's just utilizing the code, piecing it all together without stretching things to work in my favor. I'm just using two dates, but it's tied to one individual, one of the most important or well-known people on earth right now, 82 days before his 82nd birthday specifically, and it has an 82 double-digit date numerology. Can't make this up. So please, please keep this in mind. I'd expect a ritual, whether it's directed at him specifically or something regarding this election cycle, perhaps Kamala or Trump, anything that's tied to this. And we also do have the elections coming up in November. I'm going to do my best to only talk about it if necessary, but at the end of the day, like I said earlier, it's just a distraction. Also, we have this same date of August 30th. It's 33 days before the next solar eclipse. Some of you might be aware of the power of this number 33. Again, the last solar eclipse of our solar cycle. It will also be the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year. 33 is the master number of transmutation. Again, if you want to learn more about this code, I have a very thorough step-by-step course dedicated to teaching you everything you need to know about decoding, as well as the included crypto decoding blueprint, which covers this current bull run and how I see it going all the way through 2025, with a sneak peek of my Year of the Snake decoded, which is normally only available to Patreon supporters leading into Chinese New Year, which would be January into February of this year. But for anyone who invests in that course, they get this information almost a half a year in advance, so you could be more than prepared for what's to come in 2025. So before wrapping up today's video, let's check in with the charts to do some traditional technical analysis on Bitcoin, and then finish off with XRP to track the progress of how things have been going over the past couple weeks. Just want to check in on the weekly chart for Bitcoin. I want to turn off all of this noise and just look at what has been going on with our moving averages. So we have the blue, orange, red moving averages are the 13, 21, 34 EMAs. We have clearly been holding the 34 EMA on the weekly as a solid support, and we've been coiling up. You know, it's really been quite a bit at this lower end of the trading range. Definitely building a lot of support here at the 60K support, macro support. And we have this clear resistance at 70K right now. So in plain English, it's been a half a year now of trading between 60 to 70, which means whatever Bitcoin's next decisive direction it goes in, it will be explosive. And because of the timing of where we're in this cycle, it would be more likely that we are going up. Also, we have a total 33% correction, coincidentally. So 30 to 40% is about how much Bitcoin likes to correct in these mid-cycle corrections. If you go back to 2017, you saw that all the time. We were having 30 to 40% corrections, at least 8 of them on the way up. Right now, though, it's been a pretty arduous grind, sideways, quite boring. Sentiment has completely reset in comparison to earlier at the beginning of this year when the Bitcoin ETFs were approved. Remember, around that time into February, into March, every single day you woke up, if you paid attention to crypto, nobody would shut up about these ETF inflows. All people talked about was that, talking about how we're just going to keep going up and up and up and up. Well, that's not the case, clearly, because we've seen multiple large corrections along the way, and it's been 6 months of sideways. So whatever is popular, as Oscar Wilde says, is wrong. Don't fall for what's popular. We did move up a little higher than anticipated, I do admit, but that's okay because we have still since gotten our back test of around the same date as the ETFs were approved. So now we've corrected enough, in my opinion, based on my technical overview, and we've been sideways for enough as well. When you have enough sideways and enough corrective energy, this resets momentum and it prepares you for the next phase. So it very much seems this 34 EMA is holding. I would like us to continue to hold. Although Bitcoin is known to have a red September, we do have a very strong recovery into October. And if we check in on what happened last year when we had a red September, let me just red August, excuse me, which I brought up very early in this video, we also had a flat-ish September. So that could very well be the case, making September like a pivot point and going into the October solar eclipse. And then we would have a very similar vibe as what happened last year between October into February, March. Now, from the monthly perspective, we're looking pretty good, but I really would like us to close above 61K, so keep that in mind. And if I was to check in on the daily chart, I just want to see, okay, we are coiling up with these moving averages. They're all kissing together. We also have the 200 exponential now, sort of kind of battling with Bitcoin. And then we have this 200 simple at the top above us. So we're not really picking a direction just yet. We are really undecided, clearly. We did get a wolf cross where the 8 got above the 55. But now we've gotten this larger correction just a couple days ago. It's kind of making the data a little bit difficult to read. So just keep that in mind. We definitely want to see Bitcoin start to recover above 64K fairly soon. I mean, it would be great to see it happening in September, but it's still just sideways until we start breaking above 71,500. And when you look at this chart, this horizontal chart that I've had for months now, we're retesting the 382, and we've come down to this 382 fib level many times. After this recent rejection of the golden pocket, it's a sign that Bitcoin's not ready to make a move just yet, clearly. But we should hold to the downside, meaning we're just at the higher range of the lower support territory. I do not expect Bitcoin to be going lower than where it went in the August new moon flash crash, which I talked about on this channel probably 2 to 3 videos before the August new moon even happened. So we were prepared for that August flash crash. And now that we're here, we see how that Bitcoin behaves post Mercury retrograde, and it's not the best performance. It's typically a little bit sideways. So what I think is we need to get through this upcoming eclipse in September, this lunar eclipse. It's just a partial lunar eclipse, so nothing to worry about. But I do think we need to make our way through that. This is telling me that we have a little bit more time to accumulate. For those out there that are interested in accumulating altcoins in this final sort of lull before we enter price discovery. And then I already told you what should really trigger the bullish momentum is the solar eclipse of October 2nd, and then definitely after the October 17th lunar eclipse, then we have Mercury retrograde, the last one of the year, should be very bullish. Let's check in with XRP and just some quick words. So you guys are probably aware of this chart right now. It's gone viral on X. Also, if you'd like to follow over on X.com, all you got to do is look for WATERSABVE. Make sure it does not have the O in above, and verified account. Go over there, check it out. I have some pretty interesting posts, behind the scenes content, of course, and stuff that's not being shared over on YouTube. I also shared this chart over there many times, different, iterations of it. That's where you'll get charts like this as well if you're interested in that sort of stuff. So now we've had all the way since about the past 40 to 50 days, XRP is flat. We have not made a ton of progress in this recent final moment of phase five that I've marked out, but we're still within the range of phase five. And that's really all that matters. As long as we're within the range, not breaking significantly below the supports, then we're good. Not a big deal. Also, recap of something that I've been saying so many times, and shout out to the Bearable Bull for having me on his channel talking about my take on XRP. I said very clearly at least 2 years ago, and I've said it every single time I've come back together with him or any other analyst or any other interview that I've had, that in order to see XRP really start becoming very bullish, we need to see price discovery for Bitcoin. So until Bitcoin breaks above that 71.5K, said it a million times, don't expect anything crazy on XRP, especially because what triggered phase five to be completed in 2017 was Bitcoin price discovery. So that's what we need right now, guys. And if we can see Bitcoin get above that 71.5K to 72K and start approaching 80K, I do think we'll explosively move on XRP to $1.40, $1.60, like in a straight line. We could get a little bit of resistance there, but then remind yourselves that once we start closing macro candles above $1.50, it's thin air until the all-time high. So this move is very similar. Imagine where it went out of the pocket here, stalled out a little bit. That's how I think it would be, making its way to $1.40, $1.60, but it doesn't last long, because once Bitcoin then gets into the 90K, 100K territory, that's when I think you'll have this move right here. And I believe we'll break all-time high right through that fast, and then head to about $7 to $8 on the initial move, and then we'll track it after that. You know, I have shared on his channel that I perceive in my analysis a possibility up to $25, $24 XRP, but it's a step-by-step process. We're still at 50 cents. We can't get ahead of ourselves, one step at a time, right? That's how you stay keeping your emotions on the sidelines, remain a sophisticated investor, and do everything a way where you can really take advantage of this bull run without letting any tribalism or any psyops take over your investment thesis. So I'm going to wrap up today's video here. I appreciate every single one of you. Again, I'm currently running that flash sale for my courses until the end of this month over at watersabove.com/2024. You can use the promo code DECODE20 at checkout. If you're interested in any of these courses, I pretty much cover everything over on my website, everything from crypto investing, health and wellness, mindset, manifestation, all of the stuff I cover in my live streams and my expansion mastermind, and then all of the decoding information you could possibly need in very easy to use step-by-step tutorials of my decoding mastermind course. Also, I have my advanced trading course for those that are interested in trading the market. So I appreciate and I'm grateful for every single one of you and for all of your continued support. And I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.